Headache. First conversation. Greeting the patient.
Hello, Ms. Jones. Please sit down. I am Dr. Watanabe of Internal Medicine. What brings you here today?
Hello, doctor. I have headaches. Asking onset and course of the illness. Initiation.
When did it start?
Well, I've had this problem since I was young, but it's become worse over the past few months.
How did it start?
Well, at first I had a mild headache, but it became worse and worse over the weeks. Progression.
Did it happen suddenly or gradually?
It happened all of a sudden.
Has it been getting better, worse, or staying the same?
I think it's been getting worse. Location.
Where does it hurt? Could you point to the location?
Here. Quality.
How bad is it?
It's so bad that I use painkillers all day.
What kind of pain do you have? Is it a sharp pain, for example, or a dull pain?
Usually a throbbing pain. Duration.
How long does it last?
Usually about 2 days. Frequency.
How often does it occur?
Once a month. Radiation.
Does the pain radiate to anywhere in your body?
No, I don't think so. Relationships.
Does it get worse with physical movement, such as bending or moving your eyes?
No, I don't think so.
Does it get worse when you drink alcohol, such as wine?
Yes, it gets worse whenever I drink.
Does it get worse by coughing?
No, it doesn't.
What makes it better?
I think it gets better with sleeping. Asking associated symptoms. HE, ENT, and facial neuralgia.
Do you have any eye problems when reading books or papers?
I have been seeing a doctor for glaucoma for 3 years.
Does it get worse when you eat hot, cold, or sweet food?
No, it doesn't. Migraine and cluster headache.
Is it relieved by sleep?
Yes. I always try to sleep when I have a headache.
Does it get worse with physical exertion?
Well, I don't think so.
Does it get worse with bright light or glare?
Yes. It gets worse under bright light.
Is there any warning before it hurts?
Sometimes I have flashes in my eyes 20 minutes before the headache. Temporal arteritis.
Does it get worse when you chew something?
No.
Does it hurt when touched by something, like when you brush your hair or rest on a pillow?
No. Post-concussion headache.
Have you had any head injury or motor vehicle collision?
Not that I remember. Brain tumor.
Have you had any nausea or vomiting?
Yes, when my headache is terrible.
Do you have any numbness or weakness in any parts of the body?
Yes, my right arm has felt weak for the past 2 months.
Have you ever had any seizures or convulsions?
No, I haven't.
Have you had any hearing problem?
No. Asking other health problems and past medical history.
Do you have any other health problems?
Yes, I have menopausal disorder since a half year ago.
Are you seeing any doctors?
Yes, I've been seeing a gynecologist for 3 months. Current medication.
Are you taking any medicines?
Yes, estrogen pills.
May I see the medicine?
Of course. Here you are. Drug allergies.
Do you have any drug allergies?
No, nothing in particular. Smoking.
Do you smoke?
No. alcohol.
Do you drink?
I just drink occasionally. Sleeping patterns.
How is your sleep? Can you sleep well?
I cannot sleep well with these headaches. Environmental hazards.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a data analyst.
Do you think your symptoms could be connected with your work?
That's unlikely. Asking past medical history. Problem. What?
Did you have any medical problems in the past?
Yes, when I was a teenager.
What kind of problem was that?
I was said to be anemic, and I was taking iron pills. Time. When?
When was that?
About 30 years ago. Hospitalization.
Were you ever hospitalized?
No, never. Asking family medical history.
Do any family members have health problems?
My mother has bad headaches. They said it was migraines. See system review. See physical examination. Explaining the initial diagnosis.
Well, you may have a common migraine.
What is that?
It is a common type of benign headache. We don't know what causes it, but it's probably something you inherited.
Okay. What shall I do then?
I'm going to order some laboratory tests.
What kind of tests? See tests. Explaining the initial diagnosis plans.
First, we need to do a computed tomography of your brain.
What kind of test is that?
The CT scan is a specialized X-ray instrument that displays computerized cross-sectional images of your body, in this case, your brain. Let's do a blood test. Let's do an MRI scan of your cervical spine.
What kind of test is that?
The MRI scan shows us accurate pictures of your spine and does not use X-rays. It uses magnetism.
Explanation of the value of diagnostic tests. What are those examinations going to show?
The CT scan will tell us whether there is any abnormality, such as tumors or bleeding in your brain. The blood test will show whether there is any anemia or other dysfunction in your internal organs. The MRI scan of the spine will show whether there is any abnormality of your spine that may cause the headache and the numbness of your arm.
Explaining test time, costs, and making next appointment. How long will it take?
Well, the blood count will be ready in about 30 minutes. The CT scan will be done in another 30 minutes. The X-ray will be done in 15 minutes.
How much will this cost?
Well, that depends on your health insurance policy, but I think it will be around 5,000 yen.
What do I do next?
A. Please go to the lab and show these papers. B. When the tests are finished, come back to the outpatient clinic. C. Arrange with the nurse to come back after we have all the test results. You should come back in about a week. When can you come?
How about Wednesday morning?
Fine. I'll put you down for next Wednesday at 10 o'clock.